The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like. Send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And you can also get on the Twitch channel and put your comments on there. We'll be happy to respond. First hour, pretty much all baseball, understandably so. Nothing wrong with that. Couple things there, and then there's some NFL news that we need to get to. But Sean said something on Facebook, an article said Yankees fans were pouring beer of some kind of liquid on A.J. Hinch family. Is that true? I haven't seen anything like that. I saw, obviously, Josh Reddick went off on the fan. Dude, that's New York. What do you expect?
Yeah.
I mean, that stuff's going to happen.
It's not Philly, but it's the next thing.
Yeah, and, you know, it just depends on where you are. And this is every stadium in America. Guess what? You got some a-hole Astros fans. You see that 70-year-old dude who started punching a Yankees fan or slapping a Yankees fan?
Yeah.
You know, so you got him here, too. And so there's some bad ones everywhere. There's some good ones. I mean, that's just...
There's good and bad people on both sides.
That's right, but they're tremendous.
There's some bad hombres.
Yeah, there are some bad hombres. But I think any fan base is going to have turds. And then they're going to have good fans. I also... I had some friends who went, and the Yankees fans were really nice to them. They just happened to be sitting next to the good ones. So it just, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah, if I'm Reddick, I keep my mouth shut about that because all it does is makes them look like you're in their head. So, and Chris says family beer thing was 2017. Yeah, that's people don't trust anything you see on Facebook. When people post Facebook stories, they're usually fake news, and they come from Russia. Somebody, and a really good point from somebody. First off, what are the odds Brantley is an Astro next year? He's under contract.
Yeah.
So I'd say 100%. The only possible way I see that you don't have Brantley on this team next year is if you decide you've got to get rid of pretty much every contract.
You've got to clear money to
Garrett
get Cole.
Yeah. Yeah, and Joel had an article on that today, basically how you could get to $32 million next year pretty easy with just contracts that you trade Reddick. There's several pitchers that you don't bring back. I don't think you'd miss any of them.
Brantley's playing. He signed a 2-year, $32 million contract. I mean, yeah. that's a value.
It is a value.
$16 million is a value for Michael Brantley.
Yeah, I don't anticipate that. But if they really decide, hey, we've got to clear all this to get Garrett Cole, then maybe. But I don't think you have a replacement for him, especially if you're going to move.
Unless you think Kyle Tucker.
I think you're better off moving Reddick to clear contract room if that's what you're going to do.
But obviously Reddick doesn't have the bring back value.
Right, but you're just talking about getting him off the roster.
Yeah. And Josh Reddick will make $13 million next year. Yeah, I'd much rather keep Brantley at 16 than Reddick at 13.
Right. And I'd have to go back. Well, he's got it all in the article, but there's several pitchers that are making between $4 and $8 million. You say, okay, these guys don't come back. You trade Reddick's deal. That gets you to 32. And that doesn't
count. The reality is, I think if they want to make it work from a money standpoint, the Astros can.
They can.
But I really think it's all up to Garrett Cole. And I think Garrett Cole's wife has a lot to say about where he goes. And everything I've read, I mean, Garrett Cole, he likes it here.
Yeah.
He just wants to go home.
Well, and I think your best hope is that Kate Upton and her have become buddies. That's your recruiting.
It's a nice hope.
But no, I when we were in California, I talked to some friends out there who are very close to the Angels, and they're not going to get outbid. They're going to make him an offer that if he wants to go home, he's going to get paid really well to go home. Now, you know, does he?
And I think the Yankees are also going to throw a big pile of money at him.
Yeah, I think the Yankees might. I think they've got a lot of big contracts to deal with too, and they're not the Yankees of old where they're just throwing money at everybody.
Right, but they've got contracts like CC Sabathia is coming off their books.
Yeah.
Which that was an albatross contract for them for a long time. That's off the books. That's a huge help to them. And the Yankees right now, they're constructed with a bunch of young guys. I mean, Judge, you look at Torres is like, well, who knows how old he is, 22, 23, 28, depending on, what you read, what his birth certificate says.
He's 75.
But they've got a lot of good young, Gary Sanchez, good young talent that's going to be good for a long time. And a lot of those guys, they're under control for a good long time. So they can take a swing like that, certainly.
They can. I just think it's going to come down to the Angels or the Astros. I think if all things are equal and he wants to go home. Now,
what if the Dodgers or the Giants?
I think the Dodgers would certainly make sense. But again,
starting pitching isn't a problem for the Dodgers right now.
No, and I mean, you look at what they're paying Kershaw and all these. Yeah. Now you add him to that rotation, and suddenly maybe Kershaw's not even a playoff pitcher for you. I'm just speaking specifically to the Angels because. Like I said, I know some people that work pretty close to the organization, and they feel like if he wants to come to California, then they're going to make him an offer that will get him whatever he wants.
Yeah.
And, the thing is, though, it's like Verlander lives in L.A., but they like it here during the season, and maybe that's the tiebreaker. But realistically, you know what? Just enjoy the guy. Enjoy the guy while you got him. Hope he wins you a World Series. And if he does... You shake his hand, say thanks, and enjoy life in Southern California. You've earned it. That would be my take on it. And somebody asked, what was up with the 30-minute umpire change? I don't get that either. They always have an extra guy, right?
I don't think they do have an extra guy because they're in a normal situation, they've got six umpires, and in the playoff or they've got four umpires in the playoffs, they've got six. So maybe they feel like six should be enough, but I don't think they had an extra guy waiting around from what I understand, but I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs of it.
Yeah, I mean, 31-minute delay on that.
That's ridiculous. And I mean, Cole coming out and pitching afterwards and pitching fine, it was surprising, honestly.
858 said Sabathia only made $8 million this year. They gave him a one-year contract.
Oh, okay.
So,
but his big money is off the books then.
Yeah, it was this year.
Okay.
But...
So who's making a ton of money on the Yankees?
Stanton. I'd have to go look. But, they've overpaid for some guys. They always do. But I have to go take a look at SpotRack or something. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And Blitz for Life says, with Cole, you also have to figure in taxes. Well, that's always the advantage of Texas and Florida.
Okay, so here's the payroll for the Yankees. Stanton makes $26 million a year.
That's almost a...
That is
that's
almost 13% of their payroll.
What's he going to make next year?
About the same.
Okay. That's actually a pretty good deal for him.
Masahiro Tanaka makes $22 million a year.
Okay.
Here's a bad one. Jacoby Ellsbury, who, if I'm not mistaken, he didn't play a game this year, I don't think. Or last year for that matter. So I mean, we're talking about a guy who's just done. When does he come off the books? I don't know. It doesn't say here when he's out of contract, but that's a horrible, horrible contract. He signed 7 years. So he is signed through 2020. Boy. That's tough. That's your third highest paid guy. Aroldis Chapman makes 17. Sounds about right. Jay Happ, 17. That ain't good.
And he's under contract for 2020. All these guys you mentioned are under contract through 2020.
Zach Britton, $13 million. I don't think that's a bad contract. LeMahieu for 12 is a bargain.
Yeah.
Gregorius for less than 12.
Ottavino's making 9, which seems about.
Paxton makes less than 9. I mean, you've got some guys who are just. Severino makes 4.5. Gary Sanchez makes 670,000. Aaron Judge makes 685.
But he's arbitration eligible next year. So
oh, he's
going to.
Yeah, he's going
to
get up there.
Same thing with Sanchez. I mean, Sanchez is arbitration eligible. But, so those two guys are going to get pretty good 1-year deals.
Yeah. That's a. I don't know. I feel like the Yankees are actually in a spot where they could spend some money.
Well, they're always in a spot where they can spend money. It's just they haven't really done it as much lately. And yeah, I think they'll be in on it. But, again, it comes down to what does a guy want?
Yeah.
And you know, maybe he wants to go to New York. Maybe he wants to go home. Maybe he wants to stay here. None of us know. So it's all just speculation.
If the Astros, let's just, and I mean, I know they're not going to keep everything else the same, but if they add 30-something million to their payroll, that they're going to be close to that $200 million a year mark. That's, you know who's in that? The Red Sox, Cubs, Yankees, Dodgers. They're the only team spending that much money. Are the Astros willing to jump into those waters?
I think they want to stay under whatever the luxury tax number is.
I think so, too.
Which, what is it? It's over 200, though.
It
I
is
don't know
over,
exactly.
Yeah.
But, again, if they want to make it happen, they want to pay the guy, there's people you can get off the roster there that will do it. Now, that might preclude you from signing Springer later. It might preclude you from signing Correa later.
I don't care.
I don't either. But I think if they want to get it done, and he, 208, yeah, 208's the number. But if they want to get it done, and he wants to be here, they'll get it done. It's just, it's going to come down to what does he want. I don't think they're going to, you know, I mean, I think they'll come up with a number that's close enough to what the Angels or the Yankees would offer.
Yeah.
And Ashot mentioned Encarnacion's making 21.6. But is he under contract for next year?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I thought
it's the end of him. And he, I'm guessing,
and he ain't making 21.6 next year.
Yeah, the Angels, I think we discussed this before. The Angels only have 7 guys under contract for next season. Trout, obviously, and he's making $37 million.
Yeah.
Albert Pujols will make $29 million. Ouch. Justin Upton will make $21 million. Ouch. Angelton Simmons, 15.
That's actually a pretty good deal for him.
Cole Calhoun, 14. Zach Kosar, 12.6. And Yusmero Petit, 5.5 million. So they're gonna have a lot of money to throw out there.
Yeah, and they will.
But they've got a whole roster to build.
Right, and that's the thing. I don't know that. The way that they approach things, I guarantee they'd throw a whole bunch of money at Gerrit Cole and then not get anything else. And that it's, I guess, I don't think that would make you, it would be interesting because you probably have the best pitcher in baseball and the best hitter in baseball. You might still not even be close to a playoff
team.
Boy,
that'd be awkward.
Yeah. But you know what? They're there to
sell
tickets.
California, they'll be happy.
Yeah.
All right. Let me tell you about TGS Insurance. If, let's say you had a close call with this last flood, and you're thinking, man, I really need to change up my homeowner's insurance. I need to add a flood policy because I'm done playing this game where I'm crossing my fingers and putting sandbags around my house. Find out what you're paying for home insurance right now and then shoot a text over to TGS. Text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You send that back. They'll send you a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. The average customer this year is saving over $870 a year on their home insurance. So imagine that. If you can save $870 a year, you can add flood insurance and still be saving money off what you're paying now. Maybe it doesn't save you money. It doesn't save money for everybody. Some people it saves up to $4,000. Some people already have a really great rate. But you don't know until you check. What's it going to hurt you? You could save a bunch of money, guys. And you don't need to wait for your renewal. TGS will take care of all that. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. Start saving now.
You're listening to The Blitz. Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, you want to get in on the action? There's college football tonight. There's NFL tomorrow. There's baseball tomorrow. There's always hockey. You can always bet hockey. It's all at mybookie.ag. And they got a great offer for you. If you're already on there, you're getting offers from them all the time about reload bonuses and things like that. But if you are just thinking about getting signed up so you can have something to play, use promo code RADIO, and you're going to get a double your money offer, up to $1,000 in free money to to wager on your favorite teams. There's a bunch of other offers as well. Check all those out. But you just go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. And the cool thing about these guys is if you win, you get paid. And nobody pays out faster. A lot of these sites, it takes forever. I've had checks bounce from other sites. I've had all kinds of things go wrong. That doesn't happen with MyBookie. You win, you get paid. It's that simple. Promo code radio right now to get your exclusive offer. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. Get in on the action. You don't want to be the guy who's not winning. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. I think the whole thing with Garrett Cole, it's all just speculation. We don't know what he wants.
What his priorities are.
Yeah, and until the season's over, you're just driving yourself nuts. Just enjoy the guy. I guess I like Troy tonight, although 17 is a lot of points. Thoughts either way. I looked at that game, and I basically did all my gambling stuff today. I gave that game a long look, and I think the numbers are about right where it should be, so no play for me on it.
I think the number's a little bit too high. I don't think Troy is nearly as good as they've been in the past.
Yeah, it's just so, a midweek game, though, is worth a few points. That's the problem.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like South Alabama a lot. If you get it over 17, though, I lean that way. I like the under in this game. I don't think it's nearly as high scoring. I think it's in the mid-50s, 55.5, something like that.
Yeah,
I like
Troy's, under that. Troy's offense is kind of weird.
In the past, we said, oh, Troy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be
they're
good.
Not the same team.
They're not good.
And you know, once Neil Brown left, that they've got a new coach there. It's just not – if you're on a side, it has to be South Alabama, right?
To me, yeah. So, I'm not giving those points.
Man, a lot of NFL stuff to get to. Let's let Lamont close off the Astros, and then we'll get to the NFL. What's up?
Hey, man. Talking about Cole and his contract situation, and you guys are absolutely right that he can go wherever he want to go, and it's all speculation right now. But I think a lot of fans are falling into what AJ just did in the last segment. He was saying that it was adding $30 million to the payroll, but in actual reality, it's not. Cole is getting paid, what, like 14
yeah,
million right
yeah.
now?
Yeah, so it'll add $20 million to the payroll.
Well, it's more like $15 to $17 million to the payroll.
No, Lamont, he's going to make $35 million a year.
Like, No. I don't want you to think that I'm arguing with you, but I'm thinking a lot of people just thinking that we're about to get ready and add $30 million to the payroll, no. And they just – totally discounting what the dude is making right now. He's making like 14 to 15 million right now, but that's all I had, man.
Yeah, you're right. It'll probably be about a $20 million addition to the payroll, not a $30
million. And that's where you can get rid of like Colin McHugh's 5.8 is one. And like I said, Joel has it in his article. I highly recommend you guys go look at it. But Reddick would be $13 million that you wouldn't have to pay. But you also have to take in account not just what basically Springer's going to get a raise in his last year of arbitration from $12 million. Now, you've got Yuli under contract for $10 million next year. That's pretty good. And you know, there's also a lot of guys. Places where you don't bring back Wade Miley at $5 million. Okay, there's another five. Hector Rondon, see ya, 4.5. Those are guys that, you know, you can get to the number. It's not going to be an issue of whether or not they want to get the guy back and if they want to keep the payroll where they want to. It's going to come down to does he want to be here? If so, there's ways to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think at some point you're going to give him a deal that he's not going to be worth at the end of it. But
you don't care.
No.
Because I'm willing to overpay for these prime years.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I think it's all... It's all kind of silly speculation right now because nobody knows what the guy wants to do. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So, some trading action last night in the NFL.
Yeah, the Rams busy. At first, I was like, oh, the Rams rolling over and dying here, trading away Marcus Peters. No, they're kind of shoving all in, which, And they traded two first-round draft picks for Jalen Ramsey. I'm curious your thoughts on this. And I know you like Ramsey. I think this is a pretty big mistake by the Rams, long-term.
I have a couple thoughts on it. First off, the upgrade from Ramsey over Peters is not nearly the upgrade that the Texans got at left tackle for giving up their two number ones. So, because Marcus Peters is a good player. He's got to be the worst human being that's ever lived. I mean, the Chiefs gave him away for nothing. The Rams gave him away for nothing. He's still good on the field.
He's so good.
So I don't know. Is he killing babies out there or something?
Know.
But he's got to be just the worst guy.
I mean, it's like Pac-Man Jones. I mean, you remember when, I mean, he would get bounced around and he was constantly a sore spot, but the guy could play. There was no denying that he could play. I that might be Marcus Peters.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. And frankly, for what they gave up, I don't know why the Texans weren't in on that.
Oh, you know why.
Oh, well, but they, I don't
He's
know.
He's not Texans worthy.
I don't know that they're quite the same with that because, you know, they've got a kneeler now.
Yeah.
And they got a gas mask guy now that they gave up.
You know what Marcus Peters is? He's a guy who goes after his coach.
Yeah.
And no, I don't.
That wouldn't work.
That wouldn't fly here.
And to be honest with you, he's probably not going to work with Harbaugh either.
Probably won't.
But, I mean, for 1 year, to have him now, and by the way, your best cornerback, Roby, looks like he's going to be out.
Well, I think the weird thing about this for the Rams is clearly they're not the same roster that they were last year. They are in a situation where Aaron Donald's been paid now. Gurley and Goff are paid now, big money. And now Brandon Cooks got big money.
Yeah.
They're in a position where, man, money's kind of tight. Payroll is getting tight for the Rams. They're going to have to pay Jalen Ramsey now.
They did. They already agreed to a contract extension.
Is he the highest paid corner in the league now?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what the number was, but I saw that that was part of the deal they had agreed to.
Because, I mean, obviously you're not going to give up two first round picks. You can't hold out on that. That is what it is. But now what you've done is you've traded away the only two assets, the only two ways you had to get better and younger at expensive positions, because Andrew Whitworth, who is clearly not the same Andrew Whitworth he was a year ago or the year before that, you've got no way to replace him now.
Their offensive line is kind of a mess right now. And let me correct that. He already had a big contract with the Jags, but he's under
through 2020.
But he said he'll stay after that. That he'll do a deal with them.
Okay. So. Well, I mean, the Rams don't have a choice now. Once you give up two first round picks,
well, yeah, same
you've
thing
got
with
no
the,
negotiating.
It's the
power.
Same thing with the Texans and Tunsil. He's going to get paid.
He'll be the highest paid left tackle, more than likely.
Yeah.
Whether he deserves that, the answer is no. But because
he's been pretty damn good for them, and he keeps getting better.
Yeah, but you've got no negotiating room there.
Yeah, that's fair.
So now you're in a weird spot where you're paying all these guys and you can't really build a team around them. You know, Eric Weddle is going to be gone. Aqib Talib, all these guys, you can't replace them now because you don't have draft capital to replace them with. I thought it was a really odd choice. I mean, he's a good player, but does bringing in a good corner to replace a good corner, does that suddenly change your outlook on the season?
Well,
I don't think so.
I think a healthy Ramsey is better than a good corner. I think he's one of the top two or three in the league.
Where's Marcus Peters?
Marcus Peters is really good.
Is he a top 10 corner in the league?
He hasn't been this year. He's been pretty bad this year.
How many picks does he have this year?
I'll have to go look it up, but he's been getting beat a lot.
I know nobody has more picks than him since he's been in the league. Nobody.
Yeah, but I mean, I think, again, I think the gap.
But he is a boom or bust guy. I get that.
He is. But I think the gap between those two is not. Is it really worth two first round picks? And I think everybody overvalues draft picks. I think they really do. And I have no problem with if this is your guy, then give it up. Because.
But the Rams aren't in a position. The Rams don't have the depth to do that.
No, but they think they're a Super Bowl team and that this will make a difference. Now, I don't. I don't think that this makes them so much better.
I don't either.
As much as I like the guy.
I think there are teams that could have improved dramatically from adding Jalen Ramsey. I don't know that the Rams are one of them.
I think the Eagles would have improved dramatically.
Yeah.
I think the Texans would have improved dramatically. I think he would have been worth that to some of those teams. But I think obviously there's something with Peters that they just have to get rid of him. And yeah, you know, I don't know what it is, but it's not the first. I was stunned the Chiefs gave him away for what they did.
Well, I'll be honest, the Marcus Peters deal, which is a separate deal in Baltimore, to me, that's a really brilliant move for the Ravens, because now they've got a guy who's, I mean, at his best is an all-pro caliber player, at his best, which who knows if you'll get his best, but you've got Tavon Young's been out, Jimmy Smith's been out. The Ravens, you talk about teams who need help in the secondary. So Marcus Peters goes out there, and if at the end of the year, oh, we don't want to bring Marcus Peters back, guess who gets a compensatory pick? Not the Rams anymore. It's the Ravens now. And they didn't really give up anything.
No, they didn't. And hey, it's, you know what? He may be a turd, but he's been a turd that's at least lasted a year and a half at a couple teams.
Yeah.
So if you get him for half a season, and I mean, they probably win that division.
Oh, and that's why they like this deal, because their division is wide open now. So it's open for the taking.
And so even if he is, you know, a horrible person and doesn't play as well, it's worth the gamble for them.
I think so, too.
And so I thought it was a little weird, but, you know, I like Jalen Ramsey.
I love this for the Jags, because I'll be honest, A.J. Bouye being your number one corner isn't the worst thing in the world.
Nope.
Now, the drop-off after him, that's a little rough, because from what I've seen of the Jags this year, they've been susceptible in the secondary with when it got, like, Trey Herndon is not very good, but that's just been because, I mean, Ramsey's been out. If A.J. Bouye is on one side, what are you going to do? You're going to throw at Trey Herndon, right? I don't know if Trey Herndon's good enough to be a starting corner in the league. The Jags have decided, well, it's worth it to find out. Maybe the Jags feel like it's unlikely they're winning much this year.
I think they were just tired of the drama and decided, hey.
And let's be honest, two first-round draft picks, you get rid of a big contract, to me, it's a pretty good deal.
No, it's a good haul for them.
And let's face it, the Rams, those draft picks might no longer be these, 28, 29. That could be like a mid-teens draft pick.
But I would just say, and this goes back to why I had no problem with the Texans doing what they did for Tunsil. The odds of you getting a Jalen Ramsey with either of those draft picks are less than 1%.
That's true.
And now, if you're the Jags...
But how good were you with a Jalen Ramsey if he's not on the field?
Well, that's the thing. He obviously wasn't going to be on the field. And if you can get that for him, and they held to it, too. They didn't pull a Texan and say, oh, we'll give away Clowney. It's basically, no, we're going to take two number ones or we're not trading him.
Yeah.
Well, and somebody gave him two number ones. And, you know, I just don't know. I think the Rams have bigger problems.
Wouldn't the deal with the Rams have made more sense had they kept Marcus Peters?
Maybe. Although, you know, I kind of feel like I think they've got bigger issues that they need to be trading for. They need some offensive linemen, man.
But nobody's trading offensive linemen.
No, they're not.
Those guys.
And that's why, you saw what the price was if you want one. So I don't know. I think they believe they're closer than they are. They have not looked good this year. And Jared Goff's got his own issues. But, hey, this is work for him, though. I mean, the Rams have been a go-for-it, throw-your-chips-in-the-middle team now for a couple of years.
Last year,
they went and sold. They went and got Ndamukong Suh. They went and got Aqib Talib a couple of years ago. They spent money on these guys. They traded for Peters. They went all in, and it got them to a Super Bowl.
I think they were built for it then. I don't think they're built for it now because some of those older guys are regressing. And with Aqib Talib going on IR, now you move Peters out. So it just seemed like if they were going to do that move, it would have made sense to keep Peters.
I don't disagree with that. I just think the whole thing feels weird. It just almost smacks of desperation. It's like, oh, we got to save our season.
Oh, it's certainly that. It's certainly, I think Sean McVay, suddenly people are questioning him where they didn't before. I think there's certainly some stuff going on with the Rams. It's like, dude, we got to figure this thing out. We have too much potential here. And the truth is, you can't waste a guy like Aaron Donald. The Texans had some years where they wasted J.J. Watt.
Yeah.
When Aaron Donald is this good, and I still believe Aaron Donald's the best player in the league, and I'm not saying defensively. I think he's the best player, the best football player in the whole league. You can't waste him on a mediocre team. And now you're not going to be able to add any young talent around him. To me, that's a scary thought. Although maybe Jalen Ramsey helps that.
Well, and that's the thing. I think if he helps on the back end, and I wouldn't say no talent. You just got to hit on your second and third round picks.
Yeah.
And some teams can do that. Some teams can't. And that's the thing with the Texans. It's like, well, okay, your best pick's going to be a third round pick. Great. But again, to get the player you need, I got no problem with that because you're not going to get Laremy Tunsil with a first round pick where you're picking. Not going to happen. It's a 1 in 500 shot that you get a starting left tackle down there that turns out to be as good as that guy.
Boy, you know when the last time the Rams had a first-round pick was? And mind you, they've given up their 2020 and 2021.
Well, they gave up a couple for Goff, too, right? To move up for Goff?
2016, Jared Goff is the last time they had a first-round pick. They didn't have one 17, 18, 19. Now they won't in 20 or 21.
So
that's it's tough to – even if you're – it's tough to build a team around that, and it's tough to – maintain a good team when you're not adding those kind of players in.
All right, we'll get back to that right now. I've got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions and how you can beautify your backyard with custom outdoor kitchens, patio covers, fire features. Guys, it's cooling off. You're going to want to be outside. But and so maybe you want some new stuff out there. And what if you just want to fix your old stuff? What about just getting it your patio fixed or your outdated driveway or your fading pool deck and you want to have people over? Well, you want it to look good, right? We'll get the carved stone. It gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's durable. It's 2 times stronger than concrete. And they stand behind it with a 7-year warranty. And they've got all kinds of monthly payment options. They even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. And that's why everybody raves about Allied Outdoor Solutions. They're an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau since 2009. They've even got an A-plus rating. I'm not good at ratings. I know A-plus is the best you can get. Stop by the Allied Outdoor Solutions showroom on I-10 and the Beltway today. Or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Or call for a risk-free estimate at 713-465-0400. 713-465-0400.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Guys, got to tell you about Anna, who back in May was working at Walmart, and she heard an ad that changed her life. She probably heard me talking, honestly. I don't know if that's a fact, but I'm guessing she heard me talking. And she was like, you know what? I don't have any IT experience. I don't have any IT experience at all, but I'm going to enroll in my computer career. 4 months later, guess what? Anna started her IT career. And get this, she got hired by another My Computer Career graduate. Don't be afraid of the future. Be part of it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. No computer experience or training. They don't care. Helping people start from scratch is what they do. You'll attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. It's going to be everything you need. And it's more than a school because after you graduate, they work with employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes are starting soon. Go take that free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's MyComputerCareer.edu.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN is your number.
We were talking about this during the break about how great Marcus Peters has been. These are the numbers through... And obviously, he's played 4 full seasons and 6 games this season. 24 interceptions, 4 of them taken back for touchdowns, 67 passes deflected, or defensed, I guess, deflected, yeah. 5 forced fumbles, 6 fumble recoveries, 1 for a touchdown. And that guy cannot stay, I mean, a team doesn't want to keep him around. Imagine anyone else having those numbers and teams trading him for bags of magic beans, which is basically what he's been traded for the last two times. There's got to be a serious issue. And we knew he wasn't the greatest character guy coming out of college. He got suspended in Washington. I was the one standing up here at that 2015 draft saying, listen, this guy was a pain in the ass in college. That's great because now you're getting value for him. I banged the table for the Texans to take him instead of Kevin Johnson. He might be more of a pain in the ass. He is more of a pain in the ass than I thought.
He's got to be because
I still think it'd be worth it.
Well, for the rest of the season, yeah, especially considering you've got injuries back there.
Yeah.
I'd put up with it.
Would you rather have pain in the ass Marcus Peters out there or super nice guy Jonathan Joseph?
See, my easy answer is Marcus Peters, but then I don't know what the hell it is that's so bad about him. That the Kansas City Chiefs gave him away and kept Tariq Hill, who has his own issues, wanted to keep Kareem Hunt. No,
had his own issues and then repeated the issues.
Yeah. I mean,
you've never heard any stories
about... Those are bad hombres, and they're going to hang on to him, but Marcus Peters they're going to give away for nothing.
Yeah.
That makes me wonder what the hell's going on.
And have you heard any stories about Marcus Peters beating up a woman?
Nope.
Neither have I.
Not unless Wade Phillips is a woman. Maybe he's done that.
You heard any stories about Marcus Peters, having an unlicensed gun or anything like that? I haven't heard any of this stuff. But nobody wants him around.
Yeah. I.
It is so odd to me.
I do not get it. But they didn't ask me. So... 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776, by the way.
Well, what was the worst thing? What did he do when he was in Kansas City? Like, he got suspended for a while. I can't remember. Did he throw the ref's flag at him?
I don't remember what he did.
Or maybe he threw it into the crowd, something like that. Like, the ref called a penalty on him, and he either picked the flag up and threw it at the ref or threw it into the crowd. But you know what? I'll be honest. I could get over that.
Yeah. I easy answer for me. Yes, I'd rather have him out there. And if it's only for half a year, okay. To me, it's a no risk deal. And if he comes in and he's a turd, you just cut him.
Here's something. Now, mind you, this isn't an exact science because this is his peers judging him. The top 100 players. Last year, he was ranked 79th. The 79th best player in the league. And you trade him for, a fifth-round pick and some no-name linebacker?
Yeah.
That doesn't add up.
There's obviously more issues there than we know about, but I'll take that. I'll take it for half a season.
I would, too.
He threw the penalty flag in the stands. The unsportsmanlike penalty cost Kansas City the game. I think you won a few games for him, too, while he was there, though.
Yeah.
So, if that's the only reason you got rid of him, that's not great management.
Okay.
Maybe he has a propensity to bang one of the higher-ups at the team's wives or something.
That could happen.
Oh, who doesn't do that? Come on.
Yeah. I don't know. He'd have to be... I'll be honest. He'd have to be a mass murderer for me not to want him around. That's one of those things. It's like there's some guys who their talent is so good that you're like, oh, well, I guess we'll keep him around. Like Ndamukong Suh. It's like, yeah, I guess
I could live with it.
Yeah. Is he a great guy? No, not really. Vontaze Burfict. He keeps getting onto teams because he's a really good player. But at least with him, you can see why he keeps getting booted.
Because you might not have him for the rest of the year. Like, guess what? Boy. They don't.
Yeah, I've got to question it. I think the Ravens are saying, yeah, we'll deal with this for 10 more games. It helps us get to the playoffs. Sure.
Yeah. And again, if he gets there and he's that big of a problem, you just cut him.
Yeah.
If you're the team trading for him, there's almost no risk.
Would you give up a fifth round pick next year and a fourth round pick from last year?
Ooh. All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening.
listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. The famed radio podcast comedian and actress Nikki Glaser is hitting the road for the Bang It Out Tour, and she's making a stop at the Revention Music Center on March 6th, 2020. At 5:50, we'll take caller 5 to 713-780-3776. You're going to win a pair of tickets to catch one of the most entertaining comedic experiences on the market in Nikki Glaser's Bang It Out Tour. Tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. So there you have it. All right.
Amos says, he says, is it fair to say Peters is only good with another dominant corner on the other side? And I said he didn't have one in KC. He had Eric Berry, although Eric Berry in those years was...
safety, though.
He's a safety, and he was dealing with cancer and stuff. I mean, the reason why Marcus Peters gets so many picks is because Marcus Peters is very beatable. Marcus Peters is a massive, massive risk taker, which, depending on what kind of defense you run, that can be a good thing or a bad thing. I mean, he's an all-or-nothing guy, though, and he gets burned a lot. He gives up a lot. That's why a guy who has 24 picks or whatever is ranked the 79th best player in the league and not looked at like he's Deion Sanders. Because the reason he's getting those is because he's basically saying, if I don't make this play, it's a touchdown. Which I kind of respect.
Well, if you've got safety help, it's not really that. I mean, you give up big plays, but you make big plays. And big plays on defense tend to offset those that you give up on offense. But again, I think for the right team, I think he'll be a good addition for them. And again, there's no risk. If he gets there and he's whatever it is that's causing all these problems is a problem for the Ravens, they'll send him packing. And if they don't, you get to the playoffs with him, that's a good guy to have.
Yeah.
So, but I do think, I think Jalen Ramsey is worth that price. I just don't know if he's worth it to the Rams. Because I don't know that you made yourself that much better with that move. I think there are teams that could have made that move, and I'd say that about, that are just desperate in the secondary, and now you got a top two or three corner when he's at his best, who's a lockdown guy. Now, he hasn't been that the last 2 years, and that concerns me a little bit. Now, last year he was hurt, but even this year, when he's been out there, hasn't quite looked the same. Now, maybe it's just he didn't want to be there. I get it. But, if you get 2 years ago Jalen Ramsey, then, yeah, he's worth it because that guy's going to make a huge impact on your defense. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I have a lot of friends who are St. Louis Cardinals fans, and I kind of feel for them because...
Don't.
They went out with a whimper.
How many World Series do they have? Don't feel bad for them.
I don't feel bad. I just feel bad for the fans because they, didn't quite work out. Well, how about this? No, I'm going to give you something to feel good about. You're still number one at something, St. Louis. You are still the champions. Would you care to know what they're the champions of?
St. Louis. Cousin sex?
No, that would be Arkansas or West Virginia.
In St. Louis, isn't that real close?
Not really. It's not that close.
Mm. Okay.
It's more Missouri. It's Missouri, and then there's, you're right on Kansas border there.
I don't know. You got me.
I guess Kansas City's the one that's on the border. Yeah. I'll tell you what. St. Louis, you are number one for the second straight year in sexually transmitted diseases.
Oh, that's strong.
You rank first among counties and independent cities for the rate of gonorrhea. You dropped a third in gonorrhea last year, but you regained the top spot for chlamydia, and you're fourth for syphilis.
Jeez.
Shame.
Oh, I don't know if that's a shame. I think we should say, hey, this is a victory. For at least two decades, St. Louis has led the way in the rates of sexually transmitted diseases, according to the CDC. Last year, there were 739 cases of gonorrhea per 100,000 people. 1,449 cases of chlamydia and 42.4 cases of syphilis. I didn't realize syphilis was still a thing.
Oh, apparently so. Can you still die from it?
Al Capone did.
I hate when that happens.
So, basically, there you go, 5:52.
Sorry.
Kind of late in the game. Now, to be fair, the rates in St. Louis are among the highest because St. Louis and Baltimore are the only cities reporting numbers as independent cities rather than as a county.
Oh, that's not fair.
But that's still ridiculous.
It's still a strong show.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you need to go put up a banner. So STD champions.
St. Louis, the closest border states are Illinois, Kentucky, and Arkansas, and Tennessee. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure it's East St. Louis is where they're all coming from. I'm guessing. So 713-780-ESPN. Somebody said should have traded Clowney for Ramsey. They were never taking that deal. And they're not going to trade within the division. I mean, that's the thing.
Plus, look what you got for Jadeveon Clowney. When would you be drafting if you hadn't traded him?
Well, you got an extra third.
Yeah. Isn't that their only third?
No, I think they're probably going to get a compensatory.
Oh, okay.
Well, so they'll have two.
Fingers crossed for that one.
One would hope. But and then Saints Patrick wants to know how many of those STDs were a result of cousin sex.
Is how many games? So if Duke Johnson has to be active for 10 games, or else it's a fourth round. You don't think Duke Johnson will be active for 10 games?
Yeah, I think he'll be active for 10 games.
I do, too. That means their only pick in the first three rounds might be that Seahawks pick.
Unless he gets hurt, yeah. So, no, I think I think they're going to get a compensatory pick, though, for letting Tyrann Mathieu walk.
Okay.
So, they'll probably have another third-round pick there. I think they're counting on that. So, we shall see. But,
boy.
Oh, before we get back to that was your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Okay, this is a really good Twitter handle based on what Big Poppy said the other night about trying to hit Garrett Cole. Choke, poke, and hope. Did you hear him say that?
No.
I have to admit, I've been watching MLB Network a lot during these playoffs for the post-game shows and some of the other stuff. And to me, that's what these networks should be in terms of when something big's going on, how they handle the news and what all they do. They do a great job on MLB Network. I got to give them props. It's not – and I just say it's a nice contrast to some of the things they do on NFL Network, Good Morning Football. Which I used to think was the worst show on sports TV. It's not. That goes to Pro Football Talk. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Basically, it's Florio staring at the camera. It's as bad as watching us on the Twitch channel. And whenever he has somebody else on, there's that delay where you get the nod. And it's like basically whenever you're watching the weather coverage and the reporter's standing out in the water and they say, let's go to Joan. And she sits there and nods for 5 seconds before she says, thank you, Alice. Well, it's the same thing with this show. He's like, okay, we're going to be talking today with our good friend Peter King. Peter, what did you think of last night's game? Nod, nod, nod. Thank you, Mike. And it's just guys' faces. It's so bad.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that.
And Good Morning Football is actually a pretty good show when they're not doing shtick, but they just have to do it. It's like they can't control themselves. So
I can't even watch Good Morning Football anymore.
Yeah, well, I at least I can still watch it. There is that.
Actually, I think we've got that figured out.
Have you?
Yeah. Good. On Hulu. Shout out Hulu.
Hulu has that?
NFL Network?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you're getting Hulu, you have to watch Letterkenny.
I've already had Hulu.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize you already had it.
Yeah.
Because that's...
Yeah, I have all the things you can get. Yeah, so
do
get.
I do too.
That's what I don't understand. Silly. Why I can't watch the NFL Network.
Because you don't have DirecTV.
I know.
I have DirecTV, so I can watch it. And you know what? When our TV works here, you can watch NFL Network here.
I know. I have it in my office.
Yeah. So there you go. You don't really need it at home then.
I'm not going to watch Thursday Night Football in my office.
Why not? You don't need to go home. Nobody wants you there.
That's true. But I don't have as much beer here, so.
Yeah, but you're not drinking beer right now.
No, not right now.
Well, I'm about to load up the refrigerator with a bunch of beer for the people. So there you go. All right, guys, I have to tell you about Texas Mattress Makers. And listen, I love doing business with these guys, not because I get a great mattress, not because Yuval is like the greatest guy ever. It's because of the things they do in the community. And right now they're doing their one-for-one bed donation. It's the sixth year they've done it. It's the most important thing they do each year. It benefits Houston Children's Charity. And here's what happens. If you spend $500 on a mattress, then they're going to donate a mattress to a kid in need. So you're going to go. You're going to get a great mattress. You're going to sleep better. You're going to have a fantastic deal. And you get to do something great in the community. And these mattresses are the best. And Yuval and the guys will put you on the best mattress for you. They know exactly what they're doing because they make them there and sell them directly to you. That's why you save 50% off of what you would pay if you went to any retail store. But you can just save a bunch of money. Right now, you can get pocketed quill mattress sets starting as low as $310. They've got a variety of bed styles to meet your budget and your body. But here's where you can go and do a good thing. Just go visit them today, 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy, or 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers is the best sleep at the best price guaranteed. TexasMattressMakers.com.
Everybody doubted me, but girl, you stuck around. And you told me if I hold you, you gon' hold me down. You don't gotta be perfect. You just gotta be worthy. Buy this and that.
ESPN 97.5.